out.
What's happening? Why did you look at me like that, man? I just said what
it's
happened.
It's mad the way we can talk and talk and talk, and then when he says go, it's just like, right, after somebody.
It's awkward then when there's a mic there, because it's like, we're at the start and something. When we didn't.
We're continuing. Just, yeah. Right, where are we? What day is it? Tuesday today. Yeah, no, I'm trying to think. The live show was sold out.
What time is it?
The live show was sold out. Hang on for a minute. We had a group call yesterday, Alan.
Yeah.
What did Tarrant say to you before we hung up?
What did I say?
Oh, are we in the studio, bro? And you went, no, that's tomorrow. And he goes, why, what day is it? Bear in mind, this was sort of about 1:30 in the day.
Yeah, asking, are we in the studio in a couple of hours?
No, yeah, and then saying, what day is it?
Yeah.
That just gives Alan ammo, because Alan's always saying to me, you have some life. You go for breakfast and you don't even know what day it is. And then, well, like a tick.
Yeah, you didn't know what day it was. And you had to get off the work call, because what were you going to do?
What was I going to do? Where did I go? Where did I go?
You didn't go anywhere. That's the point.
Oh, I was playing FIFA, was I? Sorry.
Yeah, he ended the call, remember? He's like, right, fuck off, all you. I'm playing FIFA.
Yeah. But you have to have your priorities straight on. A few games of FIFA. Me and Dagen Conway on the old FIFA together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, you expect nothing less.
No, I was going to say, associating yourself with Darren Conway is not going to make you look like a more professional human being.
Why is he a useless cunt as well?
Two captains of industry over there.
In fairness, they are. Like, they are.
They have it figured out.
They do. They have it wrapped up.
They work about 4 hours a week.
Yeah. Ah, go craft that one when we're in.
Do you know, did you ever tell Owen about that when people used to think you were dead?
Yeah, bro, it's happening again. It's happening again.
So the weekend league...
As we speak, people think you're dead.
On the weekends. On the weekend, Friday, yeah. Bro. As soon as you hit the evening time, the phone goes on flight mode till Sunday.
Do you know the weekend league? No, you probably don't.
You have to qualify for it on FIFA.
No. And on FIFA, how many games do you get now?
15 games.
Isn't that... It used to be 30.
It used to be 40.
It went 30, then up to 40, and now back to 15?
It went 40, 30, 20.
Oh, it's gone down again, is
15.
It?
15.
So, based off your rank, Owen, you qualify for this thing called the weekend league. Then you have 15 games, yeah? Whether you win, lose or draw, whatever amount of points you get out of them games determines your overall score.
Yeah, you have to walk.
You have the weekend to play them. You have Friday, Saturday and Sunday to play them.
Okay.
Yeah. About Saturday evening, Sunday morning, people would be reaching out, have you heard from Terry? Haven't heard from him in a few days and all. Like, and then I'd ring him. You'd ring him on FaceTime, yeah? And the phone would be like down low and he'd be looking away and he'd go, yeah? And you'd just see a green glow on his face. Like, you playing the weekend league? Yeah. And I just text his auntie or something. Yeah, he's grand.
He's a liar.
Haven't heard from him. I'd imagine just playing FIFA. Looks, they're not worth answering.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I still do it now.
Yeah.
And everyone gives out to me for not answering the phone. That really annoys me, by the way, but especially when I'm on FIFA. So I feel like when I go into my gaff and I close the front door, I shouldn't have to answer to anyone. And I feel like, I feel mad pressured into answering the phone, because you don't have to answer the phone. People like, who do you think you're at? You have a podcast. I'm like, no, I'm playing the weekend league, you tramp.
I've never known anyone to enjoy a phone conversation more than you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I've time, bro.
Yeah, Monday
when I've time.
In other words, Monday to Thursday. Yeah. Monday to Thursday, yeah.
Monday to Thursday, I'll answer at any stage.
Come here.
Yep.
We sold out a live show again.
Yeah, another one.
You're up over.
I'm a little bit surprised, boys. It was a long time since the last one. I didn't know how it would go. I was like, is the demand still there? It was basically sold out within the first couple of hours. But
there was some technical difficulties as well. A lot of people... I think this is a testament to how quick they sell out in the past. Because a lot of people text me that they were on at like 12, couldn't get tickets by 12:02 and just gave up. They thought it was sold out. So they never went back.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you think that we actually sold out that quick that you just gave up then? I was like, we're like Beyonce.
Questions?
Go for it.
Before we get to questions, Gavin from Ballymun, you've all seen this, I imagine, but did a lovely little picture of Terry.
Yeah, he texted us.
Terry with a caterpillar at Dorset Street Flats.
That's honestly,
saying, I love fuzzy worms.
Yeah, honestly, I looked at that and I said, he's a legend. Whoever sent that is a legend. I love him.
Gavin emails Stala all the time.
He's a fucking agent.
Yeah, he's only a
Bob Shirley. Look, what are you doing making pictures and sending them to the podcast? It's an audio podcast as well. Phil.
Nah, really, I was very good, Gavin, yeah. But stop listening now.
No, don't.
One from Ciara here for you.
Ciara.
Yeah, she's not from Cabra or Kilock.
She doesn't say.
Or Cork. She can fuck off.
She doesn't. What animal do you think best represents
yourself?
Your personality, yeah.
Seeing this on Blading Yoke.
Oh, yeah.
On Stick the Football and Blading. They're like, Roy's a lion and all. Shut up, will you? With Blading, bite the head off him.
Yeah, lions. That I think lions have a there's a misconception with lions. You know, they sleep all day, and the fellas don't do anything. It's all the females hunt. Do you know that? They sleep all day. They sleep all like fucking 20 hours a day or something, don't they?
Yeah.
Where everyone's like, I'm a lion. I do this and I walk hard. Lions don't walk hard, yeah. Pal. You fucking tick. You watch the Lion King. You think it's gospel.
What are you saying, Alan? What are you saying to that? A caterpillar, what?
Say it that, Mike.
Sorry, bro.
He is a caterpillar.
Yeah.
You are a caterpillar, Terry. Little you went around for years on your belly, slowly getting your way through life, and then one day, you blossomed into a butterfly.
See, someone texted saying, he is a fuzzy worm, but she spelled it W-U-R-D-U-M. Worm. You bastard. Yeah. I'll take a caterpillar for no particular reason whatsoever.
You're a butterfly.
Other than the accusations that they've been making.
The accusations.
They were bowled down. You can't be saying things like that.
You're taking defamation cases.
You damage a person's reputation.
Have you had any, like... Nobody from the flats back then has been coming to you and saying, I remember that, or don't worry, Terry, it's all made up. Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, no, there's loads of people saying, like, you were fucking smoking in the dump and all, and doing stupid stuff like that, but... And I had someone screaming out of a car the other day, yeah?
What'd they say?
Any caterpillars? On Manor Street. Like, with crowds of people there, it's embarrassing. I know if they explain to strangers, then I don't know what he's on about. But, at the lights, yeah. They have their earphones in, they're panicking.
Was he shouting at you? Yeah.
I'm like, what's he on? God, I believe it was that. He's on something. You know, like that. And there's some little Chinese one with earphones in.
Can't you even hear him?
Yeah. Trying to explain to what.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'll become a caterpillar, yeah, if that's what you want. Hold on for a minute, boys. There's caterpillar talk the last 4 weeks.
Terry, not from me, not from my own. It's from the listeners.
Yeah, but you're making it bleeding, going against me. Like, if this is in a court of law, you'd lose. You did collect caterpillars.
You probably. And what if you did?
Yeah, but I didn't.
Why does it bother you that much, though? If you went home now on your way home, yeah, and you looked and you seen a group of younglets and they were collecting caterpillars, what would you think? Nothing.
Nah, that would...
What, you'd be like, oh, I'm jealous.
Let me show you how it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you would think different.
Well, what would you think? Would you think bad?
Because you ever see kids, right, who are like a lot younger than you, and then they get to an age where they're a man,
right.
And you're like, oh, you're a bleeding bloke now.
Yeah.
They're selling Hilfot and all. You're like, this is mad.
Yeah.
But if I seen them collecting caterpillars 8 years ago, I'd never be able to know them as anything else.
Let's see. So why doesn't he have one of these? Kieran has sent a nickname.
Oh yeah, remember them?
So
Karen's looked at me as if to say, that's so 2024.
Says a lad I used to work with had been engaged 3 times but never actually went through with the marriage.
Legend.
Yeah.
He absolutely loved dropping the knee and buying the diamond ring so much that he did it 3 times. So the lads called him Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, we'll give him it on
100%.
We'll give him it
and let him know as well. Do you know what I don't get? How do people get married more than once?
Remember someone got married at the live show?
Got engaged.
Oh, sorry, yeah, engaged.
I forgot to say this to you.
Married, yeah, priest, yeah, and all.
He probably will. I want to fucking blessing everyone. Yeah. Me and Tanner says flower girls crying. I was at a gig in Vicar Street, I can't remember what it was, but 2 girls were there, and one of them had been to the last live show, and a friend was there, and she was supposed to go to the live show as well, but she was due that week.
Yeah.
And a fella wouldn't let her go. And she was like, I wanted to go. I was planning on, like, I had an outfit and all picked out, all this shit. And a fella like was like, no, you are not leaving the house that night. So imagine she had a came and went into labour. We would have had an engagement. We would have had a fucking birth. We wouldn't. There's nothing left to do with a live show then.
Yeah, if anyone knows any pregnant people, Chen.
Yeah,
the show.
Yeah. Anyone due in the next. Anyone who's about 7 months pregnant now, Terrence has two tickets for you.
I'm just pissing the show. Oh, bollocks, she's in labour.
Oh, she's pissing now. Oh, waters are gone, Eddie. Oh, boys, I'd panic big time.
Nah, bro, I know what I'm doing.
What?
First aid, bro.
First aid? On what?
Delivering the baby.
Do you know how to deliver a baby?
Oh, my God, I'll figure it out, wouldn't I?
I'm telling you now, boys, if some woman, I bumped into a woman on a waters went, I'd take a heart attack. I'd be like, I wouldn't even know what to say. You'd have to name the child after one of us, if not both of us.
You would, Owen. Why are you laughing at that?
They would. If not both of us, you'd have to, like, an amalgamation, like, do you know what I mean? A double barrel yoke.
What if there's someone else in the crowd who doesn't just completely lose their composure and actually helps this woman going into labour and, say, brings her to hospital or delivers the baby?
Oh, delivers her on the stage?
Oh, you two think...
Yeah, she's bleeding real heavy. We're like, get her onto the stage.
Yeah.
We're like, everybody, get the spotlight on her.
Steve, can we get another sofa up here before?
I'm just thinking she's, you know, going through it all, and the two of you are passed out on the stage. You fainted.
I'd be one liner to the up to the nines.
And you'd still afterwards be going, well, is she going to name it Terrence or Calvin?
Yeah, oh, of course. Why else was she in Vicar Street?
This one, it's.
Go on.
From Jonner.
Jonner, bollocks.
Have you ever had a Jonner?
We have.
Yup, Jonner.
Who would you prefer to share an apartment with? A bird, a goat, a horse, or a wolf that you think but aren't quite sure is tame?
Wait, can you go through that again? One more time. I shared a apartment with a bird for 3 years. We got a house together then. Give us the list of them again, Owen.
What should we do with that?
I wish people could see me and you. The second he makes a joke like that, me and you just look at each other.
Do you know what? If that was Will Eyes, he'd laugh, he's cunt. Go on.
A bird.
Yeah.
Right, let's say it's...
Sorry, no, genuinely, can I hear the list again?
A wild
bird. I heard a bird and then I heard like a wolf.
A goat.
A bird, a goat.
A horse.
A horse and a wolf that you're not sure is tame.
You think it's tame, but you're not sure.
You can't be taking that risk.
Yeah, you're not taking the gamble.
You can't take that risk.
Same with a horse.
Goats are little cunts as well.
A wild goat as well. There's no those farm goats.
They'll butcher, like. They'll give you a good loaf and they can bite.
They'll chew everything.
Do they spit?
No, that's an alpaca.
Yeah. But they fucking loaf you, don't they?
Could do, yeah.
Goats do, yeah.
Oh. Loaf a back? Man, you're in the game with the goat.
So?
Yeah, come in after doing the podcast, just loaf
head
off it. I don't promote animal abuse, but I'd loaf a back.
Every time we bring up animals.
Talks about hitting them, doesn't he? He always talks about hitting them.
He's giving a horse a dead leg.
Yeah.
He's loafing a goat.
Yeah, but imagine you come in, you're making a cup of tea, and you go, loaf shit in the shoulder, turn around, loaf the head off him. Loafing you, dope, yeah.
I think the board is the best option here, isn't it?
I love that. In this scenario where the goat loafs him, he doesn't use the advantage of, you know, being a human being and, like, gives the goat a dig or a kick.
He loafs the bike, yeah. Puts his head back down, yeah.
Yeah, I would. Imagine that every day. I actually probably enjoy that. Every day.
What, loafing goats?
Just having the chance of fucking, you know.
Going head to head with a goat?
Yeah, every day. First thing in the morning, he's at the end of the bed. I'd loaf the head off.
I think his skull is thicker than yours.
Or I'll beat him. I'll have a good head to head game on.
Come here. Can we pick the board?
Yeah, honestly.
New live show challenge there.
Yeah.
Digging his own grave.
Just bring out different people that has to go head to head with me and see who comes out.
A goat.
Yeah, keep her walks out then. He's like, oh.
Owen finally makes an appearance. He's walking a goat in the lead.
Yeah.
The final boss.
Oh, yeah, Owen's a great. Him now and I'm after him. Come here, can we pick the board? Can you pick a parrot or something?
You don't want the parrot.
It'd be a bit of crack.
You
come
don't
on.
Want the parrot.
It would. It'd be a bit of crack. Someone to talk to.
No, you don't want the parrot.
Sure, don't you just put a blanket over the cage and that's it? They think it's night.
No.
Why are we surprised that he's going to loaf a goat? He killed a parrot.
No. Yeah. Defamation. I'm in the room to defend myself.
You've said enough on this podcast about this bird in the past that I will stand over that in any court of law.
Yeah, no. Come here. We didn't get on well.
What was his name?
Alex. Don't be laughing, Owen.
You can't be naming pets with human names like that.
No, we got him at the door with that name. They were like, his name's Alex, and we soon found out. Because he's just, hello, Alex. Hello, Alex. Well, he said, look, this is what it annoys me. You put your hand in the rub and he bite you. You're like, you're a little prick of a thing. Little venomous cunt.
Oh.
Sorry, Alan. Vile old language, but what are you calling yourself for at 6 a.m? Hello, Alex. Shut the fuck up, like. Nothing you can do. Blanker off. As soon as a parrot wakes up, it wakes up. That's the end of it.
So that's a myth. Put the blanket thing.
No, in the night it's real, but in the morning time.
That's it. I think a board is the most manageable one, isn't it? Goats, as you said, they chew everything out.
Yeah.
Imagine coming in, you're looking for your run and he's bleeding chewing on it. Like, you know what I mean? You've one runner on bleeding, this fella's chewing on it in.
So the wolf and the horse just aren't options.
Oh no, not a chance. The wolf is gone. The wolf is gone. The horse I consider was like that big, smelly, noisy,
yep,
obnoxious. You know what I mean? Wait me. Then we're down to the goat on the board. Goat's chewing things, loafing you. You know what I mean? Trying to load the dishwasher, bang. You know what I mean? No, I'm not having it. The board. At least you can put a board in a cage, put it in a different room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can do whatever the others. What are you going to do? The sitting room door?
The horse? Imagine you had to go into the sitting room, you're like, bollocks, I'm going to get a bleeding boot off the horse. You walk into the sitting room, you boot you back out through the wall into the kitchen. Yeah, no, I'm not having that.
I'm afraid of horses.
They're too big. And here,
you're afraid of horses?
Yeah, I seen two people getting kicked down.
Oh, and no messing.
None of them are pretty sure. Yeah. I seen someone getting a kick in the mouth. Mm. And you want to see his two lips, top and bottom lip.
Oh,
oh my God, the blood just kept squinting. Like,
horses have to be in the top 10 that kill the most people every year. That's a good top 10 list I want to see.
Possibly dying on horses.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Look at Superman. They paralysed him.
Did they, yeah?
Christopher Reeve, yeah. Your man who played Superman, he fell off a horse.
In real life.
Yeah. Do you know what? Top 10 list where it's going to be like, oh, this shrimp, it's venomous and it kills fucking...
Yeah, remember the shrimp that clicks his fingers and causes tsunamis now?
Yeah, no, but that's not real. Like, you want tigers kill 20 people, you know? Like, that's what you want. You want the stats. You want the KD, Terry.
Do you remember my mom was telling us we have that little shrimp?
Yeah.
And he's like, if this thing like clicks his fingers, he causes a tsunami, you know. But he doesn't do it, like.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like,
thank God he's a level-headed shrimp.
He's having a bad day and he just digs the ground. Boom, the earth's gone.
There you go.
The tiger pistol shrimp, wasn't it?
Something like that. Are we getting the KD at the top 10 animals, please?
Yeah, here we go. In at number 10.
Lovely.
The lion. Kills 200 humans per year.
The lionesses. Because the lion's not doing anything. We talked about this. The cunt's asleep all day.
At 9, hippos.
Yeah. I thought they were number 1.
Oh, no.
Well. Number 1. They're the most dangerous animal on the planet.
Number 1.
I know what number 1 is.
What is it?
The pig.
Nah, the moon's going to disappoint you. Number 9 is hippos, 500 a year.
Do you ever see hippos running?
Oh, now number 1, mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, malaria. Yeah.
I don't know what number 2 is, though. So
oh, hang on, we'll get way back up. Do you ever see a hippo running? They're quick. They can run at like fucking 50 miles an hour or something.
Not as quick as us, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And they can swim. Like, they're a killing machine. They just look like guinea pigs, though. That's the thing. You're like, oh, look at that thing, yeah, and it's hanging a chunk out of it.
Yeah.
Number 8, elephants kill 600 people a year.
Tell you what, Owen. I went to the elephants in Thailand. They're fucking frightening when you're beside them. They are a bit, and my one had to be the fucking, I'm looking around at everyone, they're all so peaceful getting their little TikToks and all with the elephants, and my one just keeps on walking back and forward. I was like, he's going to do something. He lives on edge.
Did you watch them?
Oh, you have, yeah.
Yeah. It's good crack though, isn't it? Is that the nod?
No.
All right, thought you nodded at something. Right, what's 7?
7, crocodiles, 1,000 people a year.
Oh yeah, the numbers are increasing quick.
Yeah.
That's a big jump.
Scorpions at number 6, 3,300.
Oh, how are you getting killed by a scorpion?
Bad one. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Snakes has to be higher than that.
And number 5, assassin bugs.
What's that mean?
They kill 10,000 people a year. They carry a thing called Chagas disease.
Assassin?
Apparently, yeah, it's Central and South America.
Is that how they got the name?
Blood-sucking predator insects. And it's apparently a terrible disease. It goes after the heart, digestive system and the nervous system. Dogs at number 4.
Really?
Yeah,
59,000. Rabies. 59,000 a year.
I don't know if that should count.
There you go. Snakes. 138,000 a year.
Like, should that count? Because it's like, the disease is killing, yeah, not the animal.
I thought that back at yoke.
Do you know what I mean?
The assassin bug.
Yeah.
I think then snakes is your number 1, really. Because number 2 they have here is humans. who murder 400,000 humans.
That's one of those stupid yoke. We were the real monster. We're the real animals. Shut up, you dope, will you? We're looking at the top 10 killers here. Apex predators, me.
Roundworms, parasite.
Yeah, they don't count.
They kill 2,500 people a year.
How many?
2,500.
Did you ever see that one about sharks? Sharks only kill like 200 people a year.
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not like... So see stats like that. I hate hearing stats like that and people are like, so they're actually nice. It's like, no, they're in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's not like we all go to the ocean all the time and they just swim past us the majority of the time and the odd one. It's not like that.
It is like that. It's exactly how it is. It's exactly how it is.
I guarantee it, right? If you get into the water with the area of water in the world that has the most amount of sharks ever, I guarantee you're bound to get killed. Do you know what I mean? Look, I guarantee you there's more of a chance of getting killed than not getting
killed. Imagine how many people see a shark swim past them.
No, of course.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I've seen a shark.
Yeah, but like, when you're in the water, do you ever see the videos of the people in and they're touching the great white? Like, yeah. Great white, like, supposedly now, obviously I wouldn't chance it, but like, sharks have no interest in humans. If you're under the water and they see it, they just yak away. It's when you're on top of the water, because that's how they hunt from the bottom. Looking up, it looks like a seal because you're flapping.
Yeah.
And then the more you panic, they think it's a seal in distress, so they're coming straight for you. And then, I know it's a bit stupid, but when they bite you, they don't eat people. They bite people, realise it's not what they thought it was, and let go. But obviously, a bite of a shark, your leg is gone.
Yeah.
And then you're in the middle of the ocean, then you're bollocksed.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, it's not like... If you go to that place with the most, the area with the most amount of sharks in the world, I guarantee one of them will bite you.
Mm. And I'd say you have a strong chance of getting bit, yeah. It's like the whole thing about going to the barbers and getting a haircut, isn't it?
You're swimming.
You swim sharks, there's a good chance of getting bitten.
But it's not like as if they're weirdos on the daily, like they're all on O'Connell Street and all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they only kill 200 people. It's like, fucking hell, they're actually all right and they got a bad rep.
But they definitely could increase their numbers if they wanted it. There's a lot of people swimming around sharks on the daily, is what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you a story about the, or did you ever hear the story of the USS Indianapolis?
Indianapolis?
So this is the US naval ship that sank World War II.
Was that the one JFK was on?
No, different one. But it's the one that's mentioned, I think, in Jaws. You seen Jaws?
Yeah.
You know the old fisherman, Quint? The old grizzled old
fisherman.
And they're on the boat at night and they're all telling their stories. Anyway, the USS Indianapolis, it was a big US naval ship, but it was on a mission to deliver the components of the atomic bomb from San Francisco to an island in the Pacific. So nobody really knew where it was going, which is important. And while it was sailing across the Pacific, it was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. The ship sank in 12 minutes. There were 1,195 crew members, about 300 drowned with the ship, so there was 900 left in the ocean, and nobody knew to come and get them. So a lot of them died from dehydration and saltwater poisoning, but hundreds of them were eaten by sharks.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
White tip sharks. They were in the water for 4 days before they were spotted by a patrol aircraft.
Then same thing happened to, something similar happened to JFK. He was on a boat that got attacked. It sank, and then like a load of the people that were left, a load of them got ate by sharks.
Mm. Jaws is a bad film, by the way, boys. Overrated film.
Yeah, I've been hung over less on this podcast now. That's a very controversial statement.
It's an overrated film.
I don't even need to fact check that one.
Not what that it's controversial.
JFK's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even controversial, it's just wrong. JFK's one.
That could be the worst thing he's ever said to
and you. That haunted me more. Do you know, I coughed. I swallowed the lump.
She's getting cotton mouth over there, Alan. Look at
in World War II, JFK was commander of a patrol boat, and it was it was hit by a Japanese boat basically, and started to sink. Two of them were killed, 11 of them were surviving. There was nobody coming to rescue them, so he led them to swim to a nearby island. It says nearby, it's 3.5 miles away. There was an injured crew member.
This is lethal.
And in his life vest, but he couldn't swim. So JFK took the rope strap from it and put it between his teeth. And he swam, the two of them, 3.5 miles.
Good crack, innit?
Is this real?
Yeah. And there was something like he was severely hurt as well, JFK. Like, he's severely injured. So the fact that he made it was a miracle. But then the fact he made it pulling your man with his teeth is even bigger, like.
Yeah. That sounds made up.
And it was shark infested waters as well.
And then in JFK and another crew member, they swam to another island where they carved...
coconuts.
Yeah, they found a local islanders and they carved a rescue message into the coconut shell. And the islanders then brought it to an Australian coast watcher. And JFK, when he was present, he kept the coconut shell on his desk in the White House.
Yeah.
Boys, that is lethal.
JFK, yeah, good crack.
He's the go.
He's good crack, but fascinating fella.
Yeah.
Mm. Just a quick one as well. My little brother plays for a football team, Mountpellier. They're bringing them all on a trip away now in 2 weeks' time. And they're looking for funds to help out. We're obviously fucking paying for everything. They're going to a match and coaches and everything else that's involved. So if anybody out there has a business or anything like that that wants to bleed and sponsor them or has any funds for them, text the Mountpellier page on Instagram or Facebook or something like that. And if there's a way it's going to help out, it'd be greatly appreciated because they need it. That's Mountpellier FC on Instagram, by the way. That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us any questions you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. And you want
suggestions for the live show, what do you want to see?
Yeah, send in stuff for Calvin to do. Make them bad.
make them realistic. Yeah, realistic.
Realistically bad. yeah, take us out on. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? What you backing in?